Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Enjoy returning Sky original comedies. Like Intelligence and Breeders on Sky.
What you got for us, Maz?
Oh, today's the day I've waited so long for this.
The Ted Olympics. Lasso.
No, Ted Lasso.
Sorry,
I thought we spoke
about
that. Yeah.
Okay, Ted Lasso, the show that Maria is obsessed with and I've never heard of anybody else watching.
Okay, season two. No, sorry, excuse me. People are going to text now and say, Dermot, I watched it. It's the greatest show ever. You'll see.
Okay.
Let's see.
You have to have Apple TV. I don't have it.
Okay. Well, just give you my login.
Okay.
So basically, it's about an English football team that are about to be relegated. And the chairperson is recently divorced from her husband who loves the team. So she wants them to be relegated. They need a new manager. So she goes and looks for a college football, American football team manager and brings them over.
Hoping they'll fail.
Yeah, but then she ends up like absolutely loving him and everyone loves him and they all want him to succeed. So it's lovely. It's a comedy.
Lasso is the funniest show ever is the first text that's come in.
Thank you. Season two is up there. Not the whole season. It's episode by episode on Apple TV, which I despise. But, you know, I don't call the shots in Apple, so...
not yet, Maria.
Not yet. So season one had 10 episodes. We get 12 with season two. I'm so happy about that. They're only a half an hour long. So what we're going to do at home, we had a meeting about it in our house, and we're going to save up three at a time. So then it's like movie length, Ted Lasso.
Mm. Well, so, someone says Ted Lasso is directed by Wexford man Declan Lowney, who obviously did Father Ted.
Oh, so I did not know that.
Obviously got some serious credentials there.
There you go. Well, so episode one is up there today. Enjoy. You're going to love it. And if you haven't watched season one, you can go up and watch all of that and then watch episode one of season two.
Well, it's just text flooding in now to say how funny it is. So, as Alan Partridge said, I stand corrected, said the man in the orthopedic shoes.
Then also on this weekend, Reclaiming Amy. So this is the Amy Winehouse documentary that's on BBC Two tonight at 9. And basically it's to mark the 10th anniversary of her death. And her mother is the driving force behind it. And she wants to change people's ideas of Amy Winehouse. Because I suppose the public perception of her is, you know, tragic and sadness and all this kind of stuff. But her mother wants everybody to know that she was a complex and strong woman. And she wants to change everybody's idea and how they remember her, which is
it's a bit like, in a way, the Philip Lynott, if you to pronounce his name the way he actually pronounces his own name. That documentary, I think, was really important for that reason as well, because it didn't focus on the drugs. When people think, oh, Phil Lynott, died too young, drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but actually when you strip that away, you get to know the person. And, you know,
they had a whole life before that.
Yeah, really kind, gentle soul. And, you know, if whatever you hear about Amy it seemed to have been the same thing. And
tragedy.
It must be very frustrating for her, someone like her mother, you know, when that's all the people, it's just constantly that shadow cast over it.
Yeah. And it's actually after the documentary, they're going to show her performing at Porchester Hall in BBC Sessions. So if you're an Amy Winehouse fan and you watch the documentary and then you feel like, well, look, I'd love to see a little concert with Amy Winehouse. That's on after. So it's actually quite nice. So that's BBC Two tonight at 9. Then this will be a popular one in our house now. On Netflix today is part one of this season, Masters of the Universe Revelation. So it's He-Man. So He-Man was, we still have figures from when Johnny was a child of He-Man. They lasted the test of time. I suppose they were made that way then, weren't they?
It was the ultimate Saturday morning cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, we loved He-Man in our house as well. So there's five episodes. It'll be released in two parts. So the first five episodes are up there from today.
Wasn't that kind of Skeletor? Need some kind of laugh like that?
You kind of sound like, you know, like a witch doorbell that you buy for Halloween. That's what you sound like. No, Mark Hamill is doing the voice of Skeletor in this one, actually.
Wow, so yeah. Luke Skywalker is the voice of Skeletor.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar does another voice. Liam Cunningham does a voice. I don't know who he does.
Well, actually, he's just going around as Liam Cunningham, telling everyone, I was in Game of Thrones.
Watch out for the dragons.
They're dragons. They're not real. What are they made of, Maria? Computers.
Made of computers. Yeah, so that's Masters of the Universe, Revelation, Netflix. Today, this movie, you are going to adore, Dermot. So we talked about Nobody, which was the Bob Odenkirk movie. Oh, I think it's actually on Apple TV. We saw it the other day, but well, it's on Sky.
It's on Sky. That's where I watched it. It's on Sky Premiere at the moment. Absolutely loved it. Oh, if you like John Wick, Jason Statham, any of those action movies, just with great hand-to-hand combat. Like there's a fight on a bus, which is just so good.
Yeah, even I loved it.
Yeah, and just, you know, men who've been pushed too far. I love those.
Okay, well, this movie is to follow on from that, right?
Okay.
In my recommendations. It's called Jolt. And it's on Amazon Prime today. Kate Beckinsale plays the lead called Lindy.
Oh, I love Kate Beckinsale.
So it's a dark comedy action thriller. So it's a mix of like a couple of laughs.
Okay.
Not unlike Nobody.
Maybe a bit of a kind of a Deadpool vibe.
Yeah. Except she doesn't look at the camera. I can't abide Deadpool for that reason. So basically she plays a woman that has this really rare brain disorder. That means if she sees anybody being cruel or deceitful or abusive in any way, she reacts in a really violent way. She can't hold back, and that's all part of her brain disorder.
There are some men who may feel that all women are fitted with that gene.
Shut your mouth. So she's because of this, she's unable to find anyone to love her. Like, she can't find a relationship, and eventually she finds a man that she thinks she could really fall in love with, and then he turns up dead the next day. And she gets really angry because she's like, this is my one chance. So she then goes on this mission to find the killer. But all the while, the police are chasing her because they think that she did it because of her disorder.
Okay.
So that's on Amazon Prime from today.
That sounds
I was
going
to play you a clip of the trailer, but it's actually just all explosions, fast cars and kicking ass.
So where do I sign?
There was nothing to play you from the trailer. So yeah, Amazon Prime today. You need to watch Jolt. And that's it.
Nice one. Yeah. Thank you, Maz. 087-4100-102 if you've got any telly recommendations of your own. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.